Thank you. Penti Alto, P-E-N-T-T-I, last name A-A-L-T-O. I live in Pembroke, probably a few hundred yards from the right-of-way for the AC component. I stand here representing myself. I'm not opposed to importing power at some level. But I am concerned with this particular project in that I believe that it does pose some environmental concerns that would need to be raised, but also economic ones. A problem with a DC line as this one is designed is it's an older type of line. Basically, you feed it at one end and you take the power out at the other. There's no chance to tap into it for either supply or extraction of power from it. New systems, new DC lines, as I understand it, can do that. They go from what's called thyristor switching to transistor switching, and they can do a lot more with it. They're a lot more flexible that way. What that would allow is that some of our northern power sources, biomass, wind in the north country, could put their power on the wire and get it down to here, where today they can't. So that the flexibility is an issue. Getting it underground, I think, is... I keep hearing the arguments that it costs way too much, yet there seems to be a tendency in both Europe and even here to start burying more and more of the power lines. I think it really deserves another look at what is the real cost of burying power. I understand there's no free lunch. Everything that we do, every type of power that we produce, will have a negative impact of some sort. We need to balance those effects with what we gain from them. As we look forward, this wire will be in place for many years. And I have to ask, are we going to see other technological changes that may reduce the need for it? We're already beginning to see distributed power in the form of wind and solar in smaller scale. But we also are seeing the beginnings of technology for home-scale power production from fossil fuels that allows us to both heat and cool our house with power that we generate ourselves. The efficiency is still low and the cost is still high of the equipment that's available. In the future, for example, solid oxide fuel cells, we maybe see efficiencies that are comparable to utility efficiencies and have the ability to use the waste heat locally for a dramatic change in the way that our grid system works. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Penti.